The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
The Power of the Holy Spirit. The Power to Live a Godly Life. Correctly understanding the scriptural truth that the Holy Spirit is God's power that can transform our lives helps us better understand His purpose and will for us. It is also a key to understanding the whole purpose and intent of the New Covenant. God did not establish the New Covenant to abolish His laws, which are holy, just, and good. See Romans chapter 7, verse 12. He established it to remedy the flaw that was in the people. See Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8. The weakness, disobedience, and lack of faith inherent in all of us that leads us to sin. See Romans chapter 3. Verses 10 through 18. Through His Spirit, God empowers us to develop holy, righteous character and resist temptation and the pulls to sin. With God's Spirit at work within us, God's wonderful promise of the new covenant in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 33 through 34, can be fulfilled. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. Receiving the Holy Spirit gives a Christian the spiritual power needed to live a godly life. It helps provide the motivation and strength that make it possible for us to be able to obey God's commandments, make right choices, overcome and persevere. See Romans chapter 5, verse 5, chapter 8, verse 26, chapter 12, verse 2, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, and 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. How great is our loving God and Father who has made all things possible through His Son Jesus Christ. See Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. His work within us is accomplished through the greatest gift that could ever be made available for human beings, the power, love, and mind of Christ through the Spirit of God at work in our lives.
Thanks for listening to The Power to Live a Godly Life. This concludes The Power of the Holy Spirit. To find other resources online, please visit ucg.org.